Hello, Family First. Who am I speaking with?
My name is, yes, you just called and I didn't get the phone. Tanya,
yeah, hi,
Langford.
Tanya. Yes, hi, Tanya. This is Shira from Family First Care, LLC. I'm just calling you today to remind you of your assessment tomorrow with Ariana Aging. I do know that you reached out to New York Best Medical to tell them about your assessment with New York and Aging. They were just a little confused because they're just the telehealth company. So I just wanted to clarify.
Okay.
The agency,
okay.
Family First Care, we're the ones who
okay, you know what? You know what's funny? The person I'm trying to get as a caregiver told me not to do that, and that, you know, they had everything written down correctly, and I was the one that said they didn't.
No, it, you know what? It's totally fine. It's not a big deal. But I just want you to have clarity. I know we didn't speak in a while because the assessment was scheduled like a week ago. So that's going to just be that for now. Let me just see what else we have discussed before. Let's see.
I mean, is there anything else that that I can do, or the caretakers, or are we just waiting for that other assessment tomorrow?
Let me just see here. I'm looking at the notes. Okay. What? I'm sorry. Repeat that for me.
Is that the only thing that, like, we need to do? I mean, there's nothing else to do except for, you know, that the assessment tomorrow.
Okay, I'm happy you asked. So there are a little bit more things to do. The process is a little bit longer than that. So the assessment tomorrow is all part of the broker. They all just want to see if you're medically eligible, okay?
Okay.
Now, after that takes place, they're going to send out an approval. But this is all something you keep in mind. You just stick it in the back of your head somewhere. What I would like to do for you in the meantime is send you a pamphlet of financial information you're going to have to start gathering. The quicker you're able to gather this information, the faster we can submit it to the county and they can process it to see if you are financially eligible. So not only do you have to be physically eligible, I mean medically eligible, you also have to be financially eligible. So
okay.
Before I send you that pamphlet, let me just ask you a couple questions.
Uh-huh.
I may have asked you this before, but just bear with me. Do you make more or less than $2,900 a month?
Less.
Okay. Do you have more than $8,000 in your savings?
No.
Okay. Are you married?
No.
Okay. Do you have any independence at home?
No.
Okay. Do you have a burial agreement, or do you own your house or car?
No.
No to all of those?
Yes. Not all of it.
Do you have life insurance?
No.
Okay. Fine. So in that case, do you get Social Security?
Yes, I do. I get one check a month.
One check a month. Okay. And which account does that get put into?
TD Bank.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. The financial paperwork, there's going to be a lot of things based on the questions I just asked you that you cannot provide. So that's fine. Don't worry about it. What I would say is that I'm going to send it to you. What I would like for you also to do is get me. This you might want to write down.
Yeah, let me get my pen right here. Okay.
Okay. Instead of me sending you the template, I'm just going to tell you what it is that you need to provide.
Okay.
You need to provide the award letter for your Social Security. Okay?
Oh, gosh.
How you would? Okay, let me ask you this. If you would have a problem right now with your Social Security, who would you contact?
Just the Social Security Administration.
Okay, so you're just going to call them and ask them for your award letter, okay?
Can they email that to me, or?
Well, you can see that. I'm not sure how it works and how they send those things out.
Okay, but, well, I need it by tomorrow?
No. It's not in a rush. It's just something I want you to get on top of when you have a second, okay?
Okay, hold on. So award letter from Social Security. What about a bank statement? That pretty much has it on there and who it's coming from.
Right, so they're going to need that as well. So on top
okay.
of the award letter, did you have a bank account open from 2020 at all?
Yes.
Okay, so I need your bank statement, and this is, I want to be very clear. So from 2020, 2021, and 2022, I need January and just July statements for all those
okay.
years.
Tell me one more time the years.
Okay, 2020.
Uh-huh.
2021.
Uh-huh.
2022.
Uh-huh.
And 2023, yes.
Okay. So you need what from these years now?
Just January and July statements.
Okay. Oh, that's weird. Oh, okay. Okay, and that's from all years. You need the same thing, January and July.
Yes.
I'm just going to put it's the only one for the month, right?
Yes. Okay. Now it takes on a little more, okay? After that, I need you to get the statements for 2024, 2025 to present. I need all the statements. So every month statement.
Okay. So you need everything that I've gotten into the bank for those 2 years.
Yes. That is every statement.
Okay, I'm just going to put total statement.
All 12 months. All 12 months of both years. To present. That means till right now.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay, hold on. Okay. I'm going to put total statement for that 20-month year, for that 24 month period. I'll understand that better. Okay.
Now, another thing, the assessment that you're having tomorrow, these people won't know what you're talking about if you tell them about it. So just remember, if you have any questions, you just give me a call. Okay?
Okay. So, is there any do's or don'ts at that assessment? Like, you know, I know this thing can get, like, boggling. It's too much information. I mean, like, is there any information that I should not give them?
So, good question. I would say that, you know, it's always, let me ask you this. What's the reason that you're looking into the services?
Because somebody has been helping me out because of my epilepsy and when I got my left leg amputated. And they are really struggling because they're helping me and they help me do everything. And it's just not fair because I've pretty much, you know, I'm causing them to be in debt.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to tell you. What they want to see is that I think you're going to be fine. But what I would say, and I always say this to my clients, go into it like it's your worst day. What do I mean by that? Is that most clients, they'll clean up their house because somebody's coming to do an assessment. They'll present themselves nicely, better than they usually do on a regular basis. I always say go into it like it's your worst day because show them what your day looks like when you don't have that assistance. That's what they need to see. They need to see what happens when you don't have the assistance, and it's basically telling them, listen, this is why I need it, okay?
Okay.
Understood? So I would just say that, like, also, if you say you're getting assistance by somebody is helping you, I would recommend not doing that because they need to see that you don't have the assistance, okay? That's why you're getting the waiver. Understood?
Okay. But see, I wanted to pick my caregiver.
That's fine, but they don't need to know that.
Oh, I'm glad. Okay, see, this gets really confusing, doesn't it?
It does. Not a lot of people ask because I don't want to confuse you guys even more. But what's the objective? The objective is that you want to get services, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now if you want them, you just have to tell them. You don't have to give them any more information than they're going to ask you. But if it's about physical, they're going to ask you questions about your physical well-being. You can tell them what it's like on your worst day. All right? You don't have
to. It is pretty bad at times. But like I said, I mean, his life is pretty much interrupted because all his free time when he gets back is with me. He even has to help me in and out of the shower sometimes. I mean, you know, he cooks, he cleans.
Mm-hmm. No, all of that. That is all things that you should tell them. Okay?
Okay.
You need to say you need help out with the shower, but don't worry about it, please. It's not so much, like, as important for this assessment, okay?
Okay, so I don't need to say anything about me wanting Lou to be the caregiver.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I don't need to say anything about me choosing my caregiver. I just need to leave that alone, but they don't need to know that. Okay.
No, I want to just give you perspective here right there. For a second, you're with an agency, Family First Care LLC. That is us. We are the only ones that you need to tell that to because they are not going to be the ones to provide that for you. They're just going to tell you to get an agency, which you have already. So.
Okay. Now, they know that I have you guys, don't they?
So, again, it's I don't want to confuse you, but they're not the ones that need to know. It's down in the process when you get approved, all right?
Okay.
That's when the insurance is going to need to know. That's going to be very important. Yeah. And by the way, there will be a time when I will remind you of all of this again, because that's going to be important then, okay?
Okay. What if they do ask me? So who did your assessment at first, or, you know, stuff like that?
I apologize. What did you say?
What if they ask, like, what company were you working through at first, or what if they ask something like that?
Well, they wouldn't ask that because I don't understand why they would ask that.
Okay, so they're not going to ask anything about you guys, right?
No, but if they ask you, you could tell them you're working with an agency, Family First Care LLC. But again, you don't want to give them information that's not needed. It's just extra. Again, they're just coming to see you physically if you really do need the services. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I think I pretty much I understand. And they are from Family First. And
They're not from Family First.
Or they're from, I'm sorry.
We're from, you're speaking to Family First.
Yes, I know. I knew that. They are from what agency did you say?
Well, they're from Area and Aging, but that's not an agency. That's like saying they're from the broker.
Okay. Because I understand that, so I'm going to put that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. So they're just like contracted with you guys.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you need any more clarity about anything? I don't want you to be confused.
No, my pen is... Oh, you ever notice they run out of ink, like, right when you need one? Okay. Yeah, I'm not confused. I just wanted to make sure I knew how to go about the interview. Yeah.
You don't have to prepare for anything. Just be go yourself. You don't have to say anything extra. You just show them what it looks like on your worst day. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty.
And what is your name again?
My name is Shira. I'm your enrollment coordinator.
Yeah. I want to call you Sherry all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. And do I need to call you or will you follow up with me?
I'm going to follow up with you on Monday. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty.
Yep. Okay. Thank you so much.
Take care. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.